A Dialogue of Comfort Against Tribulation by St. Thomas More. Book 3, Chapter 17. Vincent. Forsooth, uncle, as for these outward goods, you have said enough. No man can be sure what strength he shall have, or how faint or feeble he may find himself when he shall come to the point. And therefore, I can make no warranty of myself, seeing that St. Peter so suddenly fainted at a woman's word, and so cowardly forsook his master, for whom he had so boldly fought within so few hours before. And by that fall, in forsaking, well perceived that he had been too rash in his promise, and was well worthy to take a fall, for putting so full trust in himself. Yet, in good faith, methinketh now, and God will, I trust, help me to keep this thought still, that if the Turk should take all that I have, unto my very shirt, unless I would forsake my faith, and should offer it all to me again with 5 times as much, if I would fall into his sect, I would not once stick at it. Rather to forsake it every whit, than to forsake any point of Christ's holy faith. But surely, good uncle, when I bethink me further on the grief and the pain that may turn unto my flesh, here find I the fear that forceth my heart to tremble. Anthony.
Neither have I cause to marvel at that, neither have you, cousin, cause to be dismayed at it. The great horror and fear that our Saviour had in his own flesh, against his painful passion, maketh me little to marvel. And I may well make you take this comfort too, that for no such manner of grudging felt in your sensual parts, the flesh shrinking in the meditation of pain and death, your reason shall give over. But resist it, and manly master it. And though you would fain fly from the painful death, and be loath to come to it, yet may the meditation of our Saviour's great grievous agony move you. And he himself shall, if you so desire him, not fail to work with you therein, and to get and give you the grace to submit and conform your will unto his, as he did his unto his Father. And thereupon shall you be so comforted with the secret inward inspiration of his Holy Spirit, as he was with the personal presence of that angel who, after his agony, came and comforted him. And so shall you, as his true disciple, follow him, and with good will, without grudge, do as he did, and take your cross of pain and suffering upon your back, and die for the truth with him, and thereby reign with him, crowned in eternal glory. And this I say to give you warning of the truth, to the intent that when a man feeleth such horror of death in his heart, he should not thereby stand in outrageous fear that he were falling. For many such a man standeth, for all that fear, full fast. And finally, better abideth the brunt, when God is so good unto him as to bring him to it, and encourage him therein, than doth some other man, who in the beginning feeleth no fear at all. And yet may he never be brought to the brunt, and most often so it is. For God, having many mansions and all wonderful wealthful in his Father's house, exalteth not every good man up to the glory of a martyr, but foreseeing their infirmity, that though they be of good will before, and peradventure of right good courage too, they would yet play St. Peter if they were brought to the point, and thereby bring their souls into the peril of eternal damnation. He provideth otherwise for them before they come there. And he findeth a way that men shall not have the mind to lay any hands upon them, as he found for his disciples when he himself was willingly taken.
Or else, if they set hands on them, he findeth a way that they shall have no power to hold them, as he found for St. John the Evangelist, who let his sheet fall from him upon which they caught hold, and so fled himself naked away, and escaped from them. Or though they hold them and bring them to prison too, yet God sometimes delivereth them hence, as he did St. Peter. And sometimes he taketh them to him out of the prison into heaven, and suffereth them not to come to their torment at all, as he hath done by many a good holy man. And some he suffereth to be brought into the torments, and yet suffereth them not to die in them, but to live many years afterward, and die their natural death, as he did by St. John the Evangelist, and by many another more, as we may well see, both by sundry stories, and in the epistles of St. Cyprian also. And therefore, which way God will take with us, we cannot tell. But surely, if we be true Christian men, this can we well tell, that without any bold warranty of ourselves, or foolish trust in our own strength, we are bound, upon pain of damnation, not to be of the contrary mind, but what we will with his help, however loath we feel in our flesh thereto. Rather than forsake him or his faith before the world, which, if we do, he hath promised to forsake us before his Father and all his holy company of heaven. Rather, I say, than we should do so, we would with his help endure and sustain for his sake all the tormentry that the devil, with all his faithless tormentors in this world, would devise. And then, if we be of this mind, and submit our will unto his, and call and pray for his grace, we can tell well enough that he will never suffer them to put more upon us than his grace will make us able to bear, but will also, with their temptation, provide for us a sure way. For God is faithful, saith St. Paul, who suffereth you not to be tempted above what you can bear, but giveth also with the temptation a way out. For either, as I said, he will keep us out of their hands, though he would before suffered us to be afraid of them, to prove our faith, that we may have, by the examination of our mind, some comfort in hope of his grace, and some fear of our own frailty to drive us to call for grace. Or else, if we fall into their hands, provided that we fall not from the trust of him, nor cease to call for his help, his truth shall, as the prophet saith, so compass us about with a shield that we shall not need to fear this incursion of this midday devil. For these Turks, his tormentors, who shall enter this land and persecute us, shall either not have the power to touch our bodies at all, or else the short pain that they shall put into our bodies shall turn us to eternal profit, both in our souls and our bodies too. And therefore, cousin, to begin with, let us be of good comfort, for we are by our faith very sure that Holy Scripture is the very Word of God, and that the Word of God cannot but be true. And we see by the mouth of his holy prophet, and by the mouth of his blessed apostle also, that God hath made us faithful promise that he will not suffer us to be tempted above our power, but will both provide a way out for us, and also compass us round about with his shield and defend us, that we shall have no cause to fear this midday devil with all his persecution. We cannot therefore but be very sure, unless we are shamefully cowardice of heart, and out of measure faint in faith toward God, and in love less than lukewarm, or waxed even key cold. We may be very sure, I say, either that God will not suffer the Turks to invade this land, or that, if they do, God shall provide such a resistance that they shall not prevail, or that, if they prevail, yet if we take the way that I have told you, we shall by their persecution take little harm, or rather none harm at all. But that which shall seem harm indeed be to us no harm at all, but good. For if God make us and keep us good men, as he hath promised to do if we pray well therefore, then, saith Holy Scripture, unto good folk all things turn them to good. And therefore, cousins, since God knoweth what shall happen, and not we, let us in the meanwhile, with a good hope in the help of God's grace, have a good purpose of standing sure, by his holy faith, against all persecutions. And if we should hereafter, either for fear or pain, or for lack of his grace, lost in our own default, mishap to decline from his good purpose, which our Lord forbid, yet we would have won the well-spent time beforehand to the diminishment of our pain, and God would also be much the more likely to lift us up after our fall, and give us his grace again. Howbeit, if this persecution come, we are, by this meditation and well-continued intent and purpose beforehand, the better strengthened and confirmed, and much more likely to stand, indeed. And if it so fortune, as with God's grace at men's good prayers, and amendment of our evil lives, it may well fortune, that the Turks shall either be well withstood and vanquished, or, peradventure, not invade us at all, then shall we, perdie, by this good purpose, get ourselves of God a very good cheap thank. And on the other hand, while we now think on it, and not to think on it in so great likelihood of it, I suppose no wise man can, if we should, for the fear of worldly loss or bodily pain, framed in our own minds, think that we would give over and save our goods and lives, forsake our Saviour by denial of his faith, then whether the Turks come or come not, we are meanwhile gone from God. And then, if they come not indeed, or come and are driven to flight, what a shame should that be to us before the face of God, in so shameful, cowardly wise, to forsake him, for fear of that pain that we never felt, or that never was befalling us. By my troth, uncle, I thank you. Methinketh that though you never said more in the matter, yet have you, even with this that you have spoken here already, of the fear of bodily pain in this persecution, marvelously comforted mine heart.
I am glad, cousin, if your heart have taken comfort thereby. But if you so have, give God the thanks and not me, for that work is his and not mine. For neither am I able to say any good thing except by him, nor can all the good words in the world, no, not the holy words of God himself, and spoken also with his own holy mouth, profit a man with the sound entering at his ear, unless the Spirit of God also inwardly work in his soul. But that is his goodness ever ready to do, unless there be hindrance through the untowardness of our own froward will.
End of chapter 17.